never be explained. The only way it can possibly be told at all is by metaphors or analogies. And if you listen with your intellect, all you'll hear is a metaphor. And you go outside and say, I've got it. I remember that metaphor. And it has nothing to do with it. You go beyond the metaphor. And truth is everything. Everything in the world is created from that one truth. That's where one of the major clues is the oneness of life. I'm sure you've all read books where people are talking about the oneness or the isness. Now, if you're in physics and you want to explain the oneness, you could say that everything in this world is created from a formless energy. And when the form takes place from this formless, it's called creation. And this is where we live, in creation. And to find the answer to get back home again from whence you came, you have to go beyond the metaphor, before the creation of the Word. See, the Word is only a guide. The Word will take you to a certain level, a certain point in life, then after that, it's up to you to take that one extra step. And only you can do that. Nobody can give it to you. I know people have been listening for 26 years now, and they still have no idea because they listen to the metaphor. Never mind the word. Go beyond the word. And you know how yesterday this place was buzzing because there was a nice feeling? That's what you're looking for, is a feeling. And when you walk out that door with a nice feeling, it's your feeling. It's coming from your soul. It's coming from within you. And that's what you're looking for, is your own wisdom. And wisdom is a spiritual intelligence before the contamination of human thought. The secret lies in the mind. I was talking with George this morning, and a friend of his is a rabbi. This rabbi was talking with me, and he said, you know, you're talking the original Jewish faith. And I said, yes, I know. He says, what do you know about the Jewish faith? I says, nothing. And it doesn't matter who comes up, what religion you are, what you believe, always the same. That's why after 26 years, I keep saying to Judy, this is getting boring, because I'm saying the same thing over and over and over again. Never change. Truth can never change. And it's very simple. Look for mind. Universal mind. Another name for universal mind is God. Because what you call God is the universal intelligence of all things, whether in form or formless. Mind, consciousness, and thought. That's the trinity of all psychological function. Without thought, you wouldn't know that creation existed. Without mind, you wouldn't know that creation existed. Without consciousness, you wouldn't know that creation existed. All three are the same. It's a trinity. And that's very important to remember. Don't try and separate them. I hear people say, I think mind is more important than consciousness. Another one will say, no, I think consciousness is more important than mind. And another one will say, no, I think thought's the most important thing. They're all equal. Never try and separate them. They're all one. And when you see, we're back to that oneness again. And that oneness, as I said before, is a spiritual intelligence before the formation of creation. That's all you have to know. And if you ever find the secret to mind, automatically you'll find the secret to thought and to consciousness. If you ever find consciousness, you'll find the secret to thought and to mind. Because they're all the same thing. They can never be separated. The only way they can be separated from the mortal intelligence. And the mortal intelligence doesn't hold it. And that's why I keep saying, don't get too intellectual, because you can lose it. Don't try and figure it out. And somebody came up to me yesterday and said, you know, Sid, I love the simplicity. And again, that's the answer, simplicity. Now I'm telling you, those three things are the greatest secret that ever was in this creation. Now you take them and you try and analyze them, and instead of three words, you got three books. And from these three books, you get three volumes. And it goes on and on and on, and it's so lost, you don't know where it is. Because you've turned it into a form. Don't turn it into a form. Keep it in your head. Try and digest it in your head. Let it sink in. And all of a sudden, the simplicity is there. I know when I first found what I found, I was absolutely flabbergasted. It was so simple. Nothing. I really mean it. Nothing. All I found was the true meaning of what you call God. Keep it simple. If you start to stretch it out, you know you're going to get lost. Don't try. Keep it simple. I know a lot of people want me to get into a conversation and argue, discuss. No. No way. I've never argued with anybody in my life about this, because it's a waste of time. Because when you know, you know. I remember someone saying to me, said, I wish you wouldn't say you knew. And I said, well, I have no other choice. And they said, see, you're doing it again. And this went on for a little while, and I was sort of playing, you know. Finally, this lady said to me, can't you just say you think so? And I said, yes, I could. I only think so. She said, see, there you are. Aren't my thoughts as good as yours? And I said, no, because I know and you don't. And it's not an arrogant knowing. It's simplicity itself. I mean, if you know your own name, you know your own name. And if your name's Joe Blow, and someone comes up to you and says, you're really arrogant calling yourself Joe Blow. And you say, well, that is my name. Couldn't you call yourself Jim Smith? Yeah, I could. But it wouldn't be true. And I'm not going to sit here and tell a lie, because it's simplicity. When I first had this realization, that was the simplicity of it. Because the second I realized the true meaning of God, I realized the true meaning of mind. I was talking to a friend this morning, and he said in the Jewish religion, there's something called das. Is that right? And in Hebrew, das means mind. And this, do you mind me saying, I won't mention names. This rabbi went up to somebody and said, look, I found somebody that talks about Das. Why don't we still talk about Das? And he said, because nobody understands. you really start to understand what mind is, you realize it's true. You cannot give it away. It's impossible. You know the kahunas in Hawaii? Kahuna in the Hawaiian language means they're the priests, the Hawaiian priests. And kahuna in the Hawaiian language means the carriers of the secret of mind. That's back to that das. So there's the Jewish and the Hawaiian both saying the same thing. There is no difference. You could take any religion, anything, anyone in this world and put them all together and they're all saying the same thing differently. And that's why I said to you yesterday, no matter what church you belong to, keep going and see if you can go beyond what you've been hearing before. It's there. It's everywhere. Truth is everywhere. Truth is in this room right now. This is made of truth. This glass. Truth is an essence before form. The spiritual energy that has no form. I know the scientists and the physicists all nowadays are starting to have a clue, starting to have the idea that there is a formless energy and that everything is created from this formless energy. And I was talking to this doctor once about that, but the trouble is they look for the formless energy through a microscope. How can you possibly find formless through a microscope? Here's where it comes. And here, the heart, the head, the combination, it comes through. This is where your psyche comes in. The logic of the psyche. Psychological. Get it? Psychological. The logic of the psyche. The logic of the soul. The logic of the essence. This is where psychology, the original psychology, if you look up the dictionary, it's a study of the mind and the soul. But through time, because nobody really understood mind or soul, they gave it up. Like they said, no sense of talking soul because this is psychological, the logic of the psyche. The soul belongs to the church. So we'll forget that one. So let's concentrate on mind. Then they realized that nobody knew what mind was, so they dropped it. And this is their biggest mistake ever, because when they dropped it, they went to behavior. When they went to behavior, this is after the fact, too late. The damage has been done. But if you stick to mind, soul, and consciousness, you'll find the answer. A level of consciousness is just a level of understanding life. And there are many, many levels of understanding life. There's infinite amount of levels to understand life. And what you have to do is try and raise your understanding of what life is and what life's about. Level of consciousness, level of understanding, two words meaning the same thing. And if you have an insight or a revelation, there's two words, the same thing again. But if you have an insight, that means to say you've gone inside and your own inner wisdom has come out and to assist you in life. It purifies your thought system. Then you see life differently. And you go through life with this newfound knowledge, and who knows, week, a month, a year later, you have another insight. Then again, your level of understanding increases again. You know, I had lots and lots of people say to me, You know, I thought I was finished with this because it helped me so much in my practice, but I see now I didn't even know what I was talking about. But they did know what they were talking about. It's just that it's starting to become old. Truth never becomes old. It's just ideas and concept. An idea and a concept comes from the human thought system, the human idea. It's a belief. And a belief, a concept, or an idea is not truth. Truth comes from within. It comes from within you. And that is the most important thing in the world to remember, that truth is not out there. Truth lies within. That's why all the wise from the past have always said, look within for the answer. Or the mystic might say, look inside. And if people think, oh, look inside. And I've heard many people say, it's in your chakra, or it's in your heart. Now, a wise person might say, you've got to go to your heart, and find out. But they're not meaning the physical heart. They're meaning the very essence of your soul. That's where the answer lies. We are all divine little human beings walking around with the answer. The answer is lost through time, space, and matter. That is life. And to find that answer, you have to ignore time, space, and matter. Look within to that spiritual knowledge that you were born with. Because that's what life, that's what truth is. It's before the formation of existence itself. The spiritual truth is a truth before the contamination of human thought. Truth is the essence of all things before form and after form. And what is truth? Again, another word to explain God. And that trinity I was talking about, mind, consciousness, and thought, what I'm talking about is different from what you do in your office, or what you do in your hospital, or whatever you're doing. Because you're talking about the human mind, you're talking about the human consciousness, and you're talking about human thought. Now I'm sitting here, and I'm not talking that. I'm talking the impersonal. I'm talking about universal thought, universal consciousness, and universal mind. And that's where you have to see there's a difference. Here's where what you call the ego comes in. The image of self-importance is the ego. And that's what destroys all the spiritual knowledge that lies within. It won't let it out. It's a cosmic joke. We're all put on this world to go and find ourselves. And we look everywhere for it. Some people go up the Himalayas. Some people go to India. Some people go to China. Some people go all different places looking for it. They'll never, never, never find it until they look in the mirror. So you save yourself an air ticket, just look in the mirror. That's the Scottish version. Of course, in that case, all the Scotsmen would be enlightened. You can't really explain consciousness. You can't explain mind, and you can't explain thought. But you can explain what they do. But you can't explain the essence. And a very important thing to remember about thought, a lot of people feel guilty when they have bad thoughts, so-called evil thoughts. I guarantee there's nobody in this world can control their thoughts. Thoughts just pop in your head and you don't know where they come from. They just pop in. But when they pop in your head, they're neutral. No matter how by the same. Thought is neutral. Thought has no power of its own. It's only when you, as a human being, act upon that thought. See, I could have a thought right now saying, I'd like to punch you right in the nose. And it's gone. Because you've done something bad to me. But unless I act, that thought is neutral. So if you ever get those so-called bad thoughts, or jealousy, the thought of hate, the thought of too much desire, these are all those contaminated things I was talking about yesterday. If you ignore them, they go away. And in its place comes a neutral thought, a nicer thought that you act on. But unless you, as a human being, put life behind that thought, it will just die. Completely die. And I hear people really trying to explain the best they can, mind, consciousness, and thought, but they could go on forever and never explain it. So you may as well cut it down to it's simple and stay there. I mean, if you were going to write 10 volumes on mind, consciousness, and thought, that's a lot of words, a lot of figuring out, a lot of garbage. Then somebody comes along and says, look, let's make these 10 volumes, let's digest them a bit. The author says, oh, okay, I'll let you do that. And the publisher comes in and he says, there it is, it's all on one piece of paper, mind, consciousness, and thought. They say, oh, wait a minute, you've lost it. No, 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 they've found it. Because you cannot be explained. And that's what that friend of yours, George, was saying. The reason they stop teaching about mind is it cannot be explained. And that is perfectly true. Nobody, nobody in this world can explain the true meaning of mind, consciousness, and thought. Because they have no form. They're spiritual in essence. They're spiritual essence before the creation of form. And you can't possibly explain before the creation of form. You can only talk the words, hoping, really hoping, that the person listening can go beyond the word to the true essence and find out for themselves what it is. And when they find out for themselves, just like a lot of you therapists here right now have found out, you found out to a certain extent, your consciousness have risen, and you found out a certain amount. It's changed your life, and it's changed a lot of your patients' life. But you know yourself, you could go up to some patients and explain till the day you die what they are, and they'll never hear it. Not until they learn to listen. Do you know how in that book, Second Chance, and a lot of the mystical books that you read, the mystics talk about the difference between seeing and seeing, and hearing and hearing. Well, the one hearing, the simple little one, is from your own mind, from your own thought system. You hear it intellectually. The hearing the mystics talk about is beyond the intellect, before the contamination of thought. And when you hear it, it's yours for life, and it's your secret, and you can never give it away. You can never give it away. You can only guide. And this is what the kahunas, these Hawaiian priests, they talked about. It's a secret you can never give away. And I'm going to tell you a story. When I lived in Hawaii, one night I was all by myself, and I turned the television on, and it was a talk show. And the two guests were this beautiful, elderly Hawaiian couple. Really beautiful people. Really, you could tell they were beautiful people. And this elderly lady said her great-great-grandfather was one of the best-known kahunas that Hawaii had ever had. And he used to tell the family, it's a secret you cannot give away. Now that's the way she was brought up. But she picked it up wrong. She picked it up that you shouldn't give it away. So she got onto the television with her husband and she said, you know, this is modern days and I would like to break the secret code and tell everybody. Then she started to talk like a kahuna that was a little bit lost because she didn't realize her grandfather would have willingly done anything in this world to give it away, but he knew he couldn't because it can't be heard from the ears, it can't be seen from the eyes, it is only seen from within. The eyes and the ears are part of the physical, and nothing in this physical can give you the spiritual. And that's what you're looking for, is that bridge that takes you from the known to the unknown. And the unknown, when it's finally seen, you realize you've known it all along. The only thing, it was hidden within the contaminated consciousness of your own mind. Again, I thank you, and I know you enjoyed yesterday off, so go and have a good time.